Morning. Today's daf in Nazir is Mem Ches. We are in Mem Zayin Amud Beis. We thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. As long as Zechnish Matzliba Gabriela Bashmuel. And yesterday we started the seventh parak of the Masechta. Seventh parak of the Masechta talked about the Issutum Tumah for both a Nazir and for Kohen Gadol because they are on par with one another. A Kohen Hedjot, a regular Kohen, is not allowed to become Tameh for Mace in general, but a Kohen is allowed to become Tameh for one of his family members. So states the Psukim in the beginning of Parshas Emor. The Torah describes in the beginning of the Parsha, Kim l'sheira karov elav, l'im olu evi, v'liv nev, l'vito, l'achiv, l'achosa, besula karov elav. So the Torah describes how a Kohen, if he has, Rechman l'slan, the passing of any one of his Zayin Krovim, the seven relatives, so a Kohen is allowed to become tummy for one of them. However, the Torah then goes on to describe in Parshas Emor, just a little bit later on, v'akohen gadol me'echav esher yitzak ha'rasho shem na'mishchal, mi'leis yadol, l'boshos ha'begadim. So when you have now a Kohen who is anointed and is wearing the extra begadim, lo yifra v'gadav lo yifram, so he has to be presentable, v'akol nefashos meis lo yavom. And the Torah says that he's not allowed to come into contact with any tumah. L'aviv v'limo lo yitama. Not for his father, not for his mother, and as we'll learn later this morning, not for any one of his relatives. In fact, later this morning, we're going to ask the question, how come the Torah even needs to list two of the seven? In other words, it's obvious that the Torah is telling us, we'll discuss this later, how it may be obvious that the Torah is driving at you're not allowed to become tummy for any one of the family members. Anyway, that's the Kohen Gadol. And the Nazir, the Torah tells us in Parshas Noso, the Nazir, the same thing as the Kohen Gadol. Nazir is not allowed to come into contact with any tumah, not even one of the Zayin Krovin. So we have so far, yesterday, been introduced to this idea that a Nazir is on par with a Kohen Gadol, which prompted the Mishnah to ask the following question. We know that a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be mitame for anybody, but it's almost anybody. There is an idea, there's a concept of what's called Meis Mitzvah. If you encounter a Meis where there is no Krovin, there's no relatives, no one's responding to the call of burial, Mitzvah in the Torah to bury, so, and you happen to be there, so now you have a very special mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah. The Gemara in Megillah tells us that Meis Mitzvah is a paramount mitzvah. It's above and beyond most any of the other mitzvahs. We'll talk more about that today as well. So anyway, so you have a Kohen Gadol, you have a Nazir. So they too get involved in the mitzvah of Meis Mitzvah. So even though they're not allowed to be mitame for their own relatives still, for a Meis Mitzvah, they are mitame for a Meis Mitzvah. And so with all that in mind, so the Mishnah asks a very simple question, which is, simple question, and it's not that practical, but you have a Kohen Gadol and you have a Nazir walking down the street. They encounter a Meis Mitzvah. So whose sanctity are we more prepared to protect? Should the Nazir roll up his sleeves and deal with it and allow the Kohen Gadol to remain in a state of Tahara, or no? Should we allow the Kohen Gadol to roll up his sleeves and take care of the Meis Mitzvah and allow the Nazir to remain in a state of Tahara? And the Mishnah taught us yesterday in Mem Zayin Amud Aleph that really this point could be argued in one of two directions, and the Mishnah in fact argues this point in one of two directions. Rabbi Lazar is of the opinion that the Kohen Gadol should go and not the Nazir. How does he generate that opinion? So he says, because look, we know that they're both not allowed to become tummy for their krovim, for the relatives, and we also know that a Nazir, if he becomes tummy, he's got to bring carbon. So the ramifications of a Nazir becoming tummy are actually more serious than that of a Kohen Gadol. A Nazir, if he becomes tummy, has got to bring a carbon. Even though it's a Meis Mitzvah, even though it's good, it's right, it's the right thing to do. But still, ultimately, he's a Nazir, he's not allowed to become tummy. So he's going to have to bring a carbon. Kohen Gadol, on the other hand, is not going to have to bring a carbon. So that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that first the Nazir should be protected first. Meaning, Kohen Gadol should go first to be metapel to deal with the Meis Mitzvah. On the other hand, in the Mishnah, Chachamim say, no, I think the other way around. I think that the Kohen Gadol has Kedushas Olam, meaning they both have Kedusha, the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol, and they're basically on par with one another, but there's really a fundamental difference between the two. Kohen Gadol's Nazir is Kedushas Olam, right? Kedushas Olam Erechem. The moment he comes out of his mother's womb, he's a Kohen. And when he's appointed, he's a Kohen Gadol, and that's a position for life. Kohen Gadol for life. So he has Kedushas Olam, and Nazir is a temporary situation, and we saw Tosus yesterday, even a Nazir Olam even though it's not a temporary position, but categorically he's in the same category as someone who's going to be a Nazir for 30 days, you know, at the least, but still. And it's a temporary position. So the Chachamim say, I think based on that alone, it should be the Nazir dealing with the Meis Mitzvah, not the Kohen Gadol. Okay, and then yesterday's daf, really almost in its entirety, was now that we know that there's a machlokes when a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol are walking down the street and they encounter a Meis Mitzvah, we went through a half a dozen different scenarios yesterday of instead of a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, what if it's a Kohen Gadol and another type of Kohen Gadol, and we dealt with yesterday Deputy Kohen Gadol, Skan Kohen Gadol, Meshuch Mechama, the Kohen Gadol was anointed for war, Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, right, to Kohen Gadol Emeritus, right, and we dealt with all the different scenarios yesterday, and basically we pitted one against the other. As long as we did the Mishnah. But we're going to start today in the Gemara, towards the bottom of Mem Zayin and Mem Beis, and what we're going to deal with is a very simple question. You recall a Torah Kula, which we're required to do, and you go through the Psukim that talk about the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir, and we basically did, and you'll find that there's not a single reference in the Psukim about a Meis Mitzvah. Meaning, there was a built-in assumption going into the Mishnah that if a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir, or anyone for that matter, but even a Kohen Gadol and even a Nazir, if they encounter Meis Mitzvah, oh, that's it, drop everything, take care of the Meis. And even if you're a Kohen, and even if you're a Nazir, you should do that. And that's a built-in assumption in the Mishnah, and the only question we're going to deal with today, really the only question, we're going to arrive at the conclusion in different ways, but the only question we're going to ask today is, well, how do we know that? How do you know that if you see a Meis Mitzvah, so you, the Kohen Gadol, you, the Nazir, are going to compromise your Tumah in order to be Metapel, in order to deal with the Meis Mitzvah? When ultimately, all said and done, you can't become Tameh, you can't even become Tameh for one of your relatives. So for a Meis Mitzvah, you're going to become Tameh. Now, the conclusion of yesterday and the conclusion of today is yes. Today is just it's a mechanical discussion of how do we know that, how do we arrive at that conclusion. So let us start the Gemara today. We are going to beginning. So we're going to be starting in the Gemara with the words Ad Kan. Okay, it's on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. It's about 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, third word in the line. Ad Kan lo pligei ela b'Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. The only debate that we have is where a Kohen and Gadol together walking in tandem with a Nazir, ki ka'azle b'hadeh hadadeh, they're walking together. And the only question is who? Who is it that's going to deal with the Meis Mitzvah? But that's the only question. But avachar chalachudei bar t'moyinun. But if they're walking one by one, so it's clear, right? That was the built-in assumption to the whole discussion that they're going to become tamei. And so, to which the Gemara is going to ask a very simple question: Minahani mili? So how do we know this? So here we go. Really, today's Gemara is just one run-on sentence in terms of addressing this issue of how do we know that either both a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir deal with a Meis Mitzvah. Tanu Rabbanan, so the Gemara quotes now, and we start with the Psukim as it relates to the Kohen. Kol Nefashos Meis Lo Yavo. The Torah says that he's not allowed to come into contact with Kol Nefashos Meis. This is the Pasuk as it relates to the Kohen Gadol. This is, again, Parshas Emor, Perek Chaf Aleph. The Gemara now is quoting from Pasuk Yud Aleph, the beginning of the Pasuk. V'akol nefashos meis lo yavo. So, v'amei kasa medaber. So the Gemara now is asking a very simple question. At this point in the Pasukim, what is the Torah telling the Kohen Gadol? Don't come into contact with Tumah. Okay. Now, Iber Echokim, if we're talking about not relatives, non-relatives, so Kavachomer, so the Gemara says that at this point in the Psukim, we know that already. Umako and Hedrishu Matam Lekrovim and Matam Lekrovim. Look, when it comes to a Kohen Hedjot, that's where the Parsha starts off. The Parsha starts off by telling the Kohen Hedjot, you know, you're allowed to become Tameh for your family members, but not for Rechokim, not for non-family members. So the starting point of a Kohen Gadol is, look, every Kohen Gadol starts as a Kohen Hedjot, and the starting point for every Kohen Gadol is, the baseline is, you're not allowed to become Tameh for Rechokim. And so if that's true by Kohen Hedro, it's for sure true by Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara, in fact, makes this point even stronger through a Kavachomer. And the Gemara says, Ma Kohen Hedro, Shu, Metam Lekrovim, Metam Lechokin, Kohen Gadol, She'enu Metam Lekrovim, where the Kohen Gadol can't even be Metam for the Krovim. So, Eino Jin, She'enu Metam Lechokim, so for sure can't be Metam Lechokim. So, Ela Bekrovim, Akasim Adabim. Oh, so the Gemara says, okay, so, Pasuk Yed Aleph, when the Torah starts off by instructing the Kohen Gadol not to come into contact with mace, the Torah at that point in time is talking about Krovim. Because who else is it addressing? Can't be addressing Rechokim. We already knew as a Kohen Hedro he couldn't do that. So it must be addressing Krovim. So once we have that established, the rest of the pasuk becomes now perfectly superfluous. Because the rest of the pasuk says, La vivu limo lo yitama. I mean, it's only four more words, but still. You're not allowed to become tummy for your mother and your father. We know that. Because the Torah in the beginning of the pasuk says, don't come into contact with any mace. That obviously must mean mother and father, because who else are we talking about? So the Gemara says, okay, and this is where the drushes begin. So the Torah must be alluding to something else. When the Torah says to the Kohen Gadol, hey, don't come into contact with Tumah with your father, so by inference it must mean, for your father don't become a Tameh, but you should become Tameh for a Meis Mitzvah.
Okay. Why do you need that? You should just say, Aseh, Dokei, Lo Taseh. Meis Mitzvah is the Aseh for Aseh.
Right, but right. So, generally speaking, and by Meis Mitzvah, let's think this through. By Meis Mitzvah, there's nobody else. I mean, generally speaking, Asi Dochelos Asi is true, but only when you can't do it any other way. But if you could do the mitzvah any other way without having to violate the Los Asi, so then you should do it. But here. Okay, all right. Let's think about this. So ulimo l'gzeira shava. So the Gemara says, and as far as limo is concerned, so limo is coming to teach me gzeira shava. Lich the Rabbi d'Tanya. The Gemara is now going to share with us gzeira shava. We learned in a brayso. We're now in the top of mem chesam and olive. Rabbi Omer, Gabi Nazir, b'mosam in a metame. Ava metame hu l'nigam u'l'zivasam. Look, we know that a kohen can't come into contact with Tumas Mace. But what Rabbi's teaching us is that's specific to Tumas Meis, meaning there's a whole other world of Tumah out there, including that world of Tumah is Saras, Ziva. So even though a Kohen can't come into contact with Tumas Meis, but the Kohen can come into contact with Nega and Ziva, with Saras and Zava. The Ainli Ela ben Nazir. And that's only true as it relates to the Nazir. So, I'm sorry. Let me take a step backwards. I'm sorry. The starting point of Rebbe is teaching us Gzeira Shava. The starting point is not by the Kohen. The starting point is by Nazir. Okay. Now that we have it somewhat better clarified. Its starting point is by Nazir. The Nazir can't come into contact with Tumas Meis, but the Nazir is allowed to come into contact with Saras and Ziva. Ava Metamehu L'Nigam L'Ziva Sam. V'Ein Li'Ela Ben Nazir. Now, that's true as it relates to Nazir. But Kohen Gadol Minayan. But how do I know the same thing is true regarding a Kohen Gadol? Amar Lo Yamart Imo B'Kohen Gadol She'in Tamal Amar Shari Kavachomerhu. And the Gemara says, and I'll tell you how we know that it applies also to the Kohen Gadol. Because the word emo in the Torah is superfluous, as we just got done saying, because the Torah in the beginning of Pasuk Yud Aleph for the Kohen Gadol says you're not allowed to come into contact with any mace, and any mace must be referring to family members. We already know that he can't come into contact with Rechokim, so it must be referring to family members. So the Aviv and emo is superfluous. Aviv we already have covered, because Aviv is telling us that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to become tummy for a mace mitzvah. What's emo coming to do? So the Gemara just spells out the Kal V'Chomer one more time. Sherei Kavachomer Hu Ma Im Makom Shekohen Hedjo Metame LaAchiv MeAviv Ein Kohen Gadol Metame LaAviv Makom Shein Kohen Hedjo Metame LaAchiv MeImo Eino Din Shein Kohen Gadol Metame LaImo. So the Gemara, I'm sorry, this is not a repetition of the Kavachomer. This is a slightly different Kavachomer, but basically arriving at the same point. We would have known already that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Metame for his mother. Gemara says, look. We know that a Kohen Gadol. Sorry, let's start the Kavachomer from a Kohen Hedjo. We know that a Kohen Hedjo cannot be Metame for anyone in general, but can be Metame for family members. And even though that's true, even in the world of family members, it's not every family member. It's not even every immediate family member. For example, let's say a brother, right? Brothers in the list of people that a Kohen head yotz can be metame for. But it's not every brother. It's only paternal brothers. It's not maternal brothers. The Gemara says, "Even makom shekohen hedyo metame la'achiv me'aviv, ain kohen gadol metame la'aviv. Makom she'ain kohen hedyo metame la'achiv me'imo." However, on the other hand, if it's a maternal brother, a kohen hedyot cannot be metame for his maternal brother. Now, it's interesting. In other areas in halacha, maternal brothers are considered siblings. In other areas in halacha, maternal brothers are not considered siblings. I'll give you the classic example, and that would be, of course, the mitzvah of Yibum. In the mitzvah of Yibum, so the mitzvah of Yibum means that if you have a brother who passes away, and he leaves a widow, and she doesn't have children, so there's the mitzvah of Yibum. That halacha is only true regarding paternal brothers, and halacha is not true regarding maternal brothers. So, just the classic example of where you see paternal brothers, it creates an achdus, a family unit, but maternal brothers not. There are, however, to be fair, there are other areas in halacha where maternal brothers are considered your siblings. In the meantime, however, just to make our point, so if a Kohen Hedyot cannot become tummy for a maternal brother. Now let's move over now to a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is on a higher level of Kedusha. Kohen Gadol can't become tummy not for... So, and that's exactly the point of the Braisa. So the... Ain Kohen Gadol Metame La'aviv, Makom She'ain Kohen Gadol Metame La'achiv Me'imo, Ain Odin She'ain Kohen Gadol Metame La'imo. Look, if the starting point of the Kohen Gadol is he can't become tummy for his own father, right, which is... The first extra word in the pasuk. So at that point in time, not becoming tamei for your mother is like a no-brainer. If a Kohen Hedyot can't become tamei for a maternal brother, a Kohen Gadol, who the maternal brother is not even in the discussion, but in other words, a Kohen Gadol can't become tamei, not even for his father, for sure he's not going to be able to become tamei for his mother. So that's the kavachomer. The Gemara says it's that now clear. So So the Gemara says, so now that we have a kavachomer, so now we have the extra word imo. What do we do with that extra word? So therefore, now it's free and clear. It's there is quote unquote no need for the pasuk of imo, for the word of imo. It's there now. Create gzereshava. Namar imo benazir and namar imo bekohen gadol. So I have the word imo by nazir. I have the word imo by kohen gadol. My imo amor benazir be mosam in metame avam metame hu l'nigam leziva. And it therefore comes to teach us that, just like we established by Nazir, a Nazir can't come into contact with Tumas Mace, but a Nazir can come into contact with other forms of Tumah. Tzaras, Ziva, same thing is true with the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol can't come into contact with Tumas Mace, but the Kohen Gadol can come into contact with Tumah of Ziva and Tzaras. Okay, Adkan. That is so far step one of today's daf. So again, the real question of today's daf, I mean, number of side issues, but the basic issue of today's daf is how do we know about Meis Mitzvah? And right now the answer of the Gemara is, it's a drasha, based on a ribui, based on extra words used in the Torah. The Torah, when describing the Kohen Gadol, says that Kohen Gadol cannot come into contact with the Tumah of anyone, and we establish that anyone has to mean his relatives. He can't mean anyone else, because we already know that he can't come into contact with anyone else. So now there are two superfluous words in the Torah, where the Torah then identifies, you know, as a Kohen Gadol, you can't come into contact with Aviv Imo, not your father, not your mother. So what are those coming to do? So the Gemara says, Aviv is coming to teach us that he can't come into contact with his father, but he can come into contact with Tumas Meis for a Meis Mitzvah. That's point number one. And point number two, Imo is coming to tell me a Gzeirah Shavah, linking the Kohen Gadol to that of a Nazir, just like a Nazir is allowed to come into contact with other forms of Tumah. Same thing is true regarding a Kohen Gadol. Adkan. There is an interesting discussion to be had over here, meaning for a moment we had a... Well, wait till we get to the Kohen Hedyo part, where we're going to make this point once again, and just keep in mind that for a moment the Gemara thinks that a Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyo, can't come into contact with other forms of Tumah. It's a Havamina. The Gemara rejects it. But as a Havamina, the Gemara entertained it for a moment. You know, let's talk about Tzaras. Who is the one who is responsible for diagnostics when it comes to Saras? The Kohen. Right. So it's right. It's the Gemara. Just for a moment, had a Havamina that, you know, a Kohen can't come into any form of Tumah, not Tumas Meis, not Saras, not Ziva. And meanwhile, the main diagnostician for Tzaraas, the only diagnostician, is a Kohen. So, now again, by the way, the Gemara rejects the Hava Mina, but even as a Hava Mina, it's a little bit strange that we're even entertaining the idea that a Kohen should not come into contact with Tzaraas. All right? All right, so Tosos in the discussion says that in the Hava Mina, what we'll suggest is that he'll do diagnostics without exposing himself to Tumah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Very good. Okay. That's where we are so far in the Gemara. We are continuing. Ashkechan Kohen Gadol, Nazir Minalan. Okay, so now step one of today's daf. Kohen Gadol comes into contact with Tumas Meis. How do I know that? Extra psukim in Parshas Amor as it relates to the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, okay, let's now move the discussion along. Now that we established Kohen Gadol, now let's move to Nazir. Ashkechan Kohen Gadol, Nazir Minalan, Detanya, Kol Yimei Hizir Hashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavom. Torah says regarding the Nazir that he's not allowed to come into contact with Nefesh Meis. So, Shamei Ani Afil Nefesh Behema B'mashma. So, once again, now we're going to be treated to a very interesting Havamina. It's a Havamina, but it's very interesting that when the Torah says regarding the Nazir that he's not allowed to come into contact with any Nefesh Meis, it means he's not allowed to come into contact with anything dead. Now, I don't mean anything, but I mean anything which was alive, which is no longer alive. And as a Hava Mina, the Gemara thought for a moment, and that would include animals. Animals as well. Nazir can't come into the corpse of an animal. So, Kenya Shinamar, Maka Nefesh Behema. In fact, it's not strange that the animals are referred to as Nefesh. The Torah says, Maka Nefesh Behema, that if you kill an animal of another person. So, So this quote unquote the nefesh of a behemoth, Tamar Lamar al nefesh meis lo yavo. So that was a havamina, but immediately the Gemara dispels that. The Gemara says no. As it relates to the Nazir, the Torah uses the words nefesh meis, and Tosfos goes on to point out that nefesh meis is a term that is used in exclusivity only as it relates to human beings, not to animals. Okay, so benefesh adam akasav medaber. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Einu Tzarech Harei Omer Lo Yavo Benefasho Sametamos Bebia. So Rabbi Yishmael says, look, you don't even need to get to that point. We know that the Nazir's prohibition of coming into contact with Tumas Meis is only as it relates to humans, not to animals. We know that. Because when the Torah describes the prohibition regarding a Nazir, it says Lo Yavo. Right? Remember just a short couple days ago, we tried to come on to scenarios where the Nazir would be violating both Lo Yavo and the Isser of not to become Tamei at the same time, right? And the Gemara really struggled to find a scenario in which both would come at the same time. Anyway, Rabbi Shmuel says, of course it's talking about humans, because lo yavo. And we know that as it relates to animals, yes, it's true. The carcass of an animal does give off Tumah. That's true. But only b'masa u'b'maga. Only either by, let me do it in the right order. By maga u'b'masa, only by contact and only by carrying. You're not going to contract Tumah by an animal through Ohel. No such thing. Ohel is only reserved for humans. And in Machlokas Tanayim, whether it's reserved for Jews and non-Jews alike or just Jews. But anyway, but it only is reserved for humans. So Rabbi Yishmael says, I know the Nazir's prohibition is only for humans. It's the Torah says Lo Yavo. So Lo Yavo B'nefashos HaMetamos B'Bi'a Kasa Medaber. Okay. La'viva limo in ha-metameh ve-metameh hu le-meis mitzvah. So now the Gemara is going to make the argument. And again, what are we doing right now in the Gemara? We're constructing an argument as to how we know that a Nazir is allowed to become Tamei with Tumas Meis. So at this point in time now, we're going to be basically using the same construct argument that we used regarding the Kohen Gadol. By the Kohen Gadol, we said, you know, we already know the Kohen Gadol can't come into contact with family members. So what's the need for the extra words of Aviv Imo? Good. So that's coming to tell me, not for father, but yes for Meis Mitzvah. For the Nazir, we're basically going to operate with the same construct argument. So the Torah says, L'aviv v'limo in ha-metameh v'ha-metameh hu le-Meis Mitzvah. So the Torah says regarding the Nazir, you know you're not allowed to come into contact with Tumah of either your mother or your father. And the Torah didn't need to say that, as we'll see in just a moment. So it must be that the Torah is inferencing that mother and father know, Meis Mitzvah, yes. So the Meis Mitzvah, Achalo Yamar Yeshli B'din Makom and Gadol Shekdusha So Kedushas Olam. Mitam Le Meis Mitzvah. And the Gemara says, look, the Kohen Gadol's Kedusha exceeds that of the of a Nazir. Like we said in the beginning of the parak, like we said in yesterday's daf, a Nazir's temporary, Kohen Gadol's for life, even though they both can't come into contact with their family members, but still there's a qualitative difference between the two. And if a Kohen Gadol can come into contact with Meis Mitzvah, so then it goes without saying that a Nazir for sure could as well. Shekdusha Kedushas Olam Mitam LeMeis Mitzvah Nazir Shein Kedushas So Kedushas Olam Eino Din Shemitam LeMeis Mitzvah Lo. The Gemara says if it were just that Kavachomer, that's not going to be enough. Im Amar B'Kohen Gadol Shekein and Mevi Karban Al Tumaso Tomer B'Nazir Shemevi Karban Al Tumaso. Gemara says again, go back to what we learned yesterday's daf. There are tangible ramifications for Nazir to come into contact with Tumah. Notably, he's got to bring karbanos. For the Kohen Gadol, he violated a law to come into contact with Tumah. But there are no tangible ramifications. He's going to be Tameh. He's got to purify himself. But he doesn't have to he doesn't need to bring karbanos just because he became Tameh. So clearly, you can't, even though the Kavachomer is good, and even though you're right, Kohen Gadol is qualitatively greater than that of a Nazir. But still, a Nazir is going to have to sacrifice, I mean that literally. The Nazir is going to have to sacrifice coming to contact with Tumah, i.e. he has to bring Karbanos. Not true by the Kohen Gadol. So the Kavachomer is not enough. Ho mevi Karbanos Tumaso, lo yidma lemeis mitzvah. That's why the Kavachomer is not enough. That's why I would have made the argument that even though we know a Kohen Gadol comes into contact with Meis Mitzvah, maybe it's not true by a Nazir. So Tamalamar Lavi Valim Aloyitama Avamatamala Meis Mitzvah. That's why the Torah by Nazir has extra words, and we're gonna darshan those extra words. Don't come into contact with mother and father, but yes, come into contact with the Meis Mitzvah. I.e. it's a drasha. It's not a kavachomer, it can't be a kavachomer. Awaina Matamalavi Valim Ava Yitamla Shar Mesim. So the Gemara says, well, maybe what the Torah means is that he doesn't come into contact with Tumah for his mother and father, but he is Matami for Shar Mesim for other of his relatives. Amar Kavachomer. The Gemara says, no, we're not going to entertain that as well. So Umako and Ejo Shimitam Lekrovim and Matam LeShar Mesim. Look, as it relates to a Kohen Hedjot, can be Matami for Shar Krovim, cannot be Matami for non-relatives. So Nazir Sheinu Matam LeKrovim Eino Din Shelo Yitam LeShar Mesim. So for the Nazir whose starting point is that he can't be Matami for Krovim, of course can't be Matami for Shar Mesim. Again, so the Gemara says the only thing we're left to deduce from the Torah is that the Nazir can't be Matami for mother and father. And again, those words are superfluous. So now that they're superfluous, so therefore, not mother and father, but yes, Meis Mitzvah. So Achelo Yama Yeshli Bedin. So, and before that point, we could have argued the following Kavachomer. Nemru Klalos B'Kohen Gadol V'Nemru Klalos B'Nazir. It says in sweeping generalities regarding the Kohen Gadol, and so too by the Nazir. Ma Klalos Amurz B'Kohen Gadol La'aviv Eina Matame V'Matam L'Meis Mitzvah. Av Klalos Amurz B'Nazir La'aviv Eina Matame V'Matam L'Meis Mitzvah. So we're going to, why don't we do the following? Why don't we just simply create the same pattern that we said for the Kohen Gadol should be true by the Nazir. Meaning by the Kohen Gadol, Parshas Emor, the Torah says, don't become a tummy for anyone, and we already know that that includes his family members. The Torah says the word, extra word, laviv, not for your father, but yes for Meis Mitzvah. So why don't we do the same thing regarding a Nazir? Meaning for the Nazir, not for your father, yes, for Meis Mitzvah. And again, for the Nazir, we know that he can't be Tami for any family member. O klach l'derech zu, the Gemara says, or we could argue in the following manner. Namur klalos b'kohen hedjot v'namur klalos b'nazir. It says generalities by kohen hedjot and it says generalities by nazir. Ma klalos amurz b'kohen hedjot mitame la'aviv af klalos amurz b'nazir mitame la'aviv. Or maybe no. Just like by Kohen Hedjot, he can be Mitami for his father, so too by Nazir. Again, as an argument, as a Havamina. Tamalamar Lavivalim Oli Tamai, Halameis Mitzvah Mitame. So the Torah, the Torah therefore says he can't be tamei for a mother and father. So, but for a mates mitzvah, he can't be tamei. So hami baile lama she'ema tamei laviv. So ella laaviv lama she'ema tamei laviv. Ella laaviv lama she'ema tamei laviv. Maybe the Torah's only point regarding the nazir is that he can't be tamei for his father. Lachivin matame hala mates mitzvah matame. So the Gemara says fine. So but then the Torah goes on to describe regarding the nazir he can't be matame for the brother. So here now we already generated the fact that he can't be matame for the father, as the Torah already identifies the father. So what do we then do for the word for the? There are four relatives mentioned by the Nazir. We mentioned this point yesterday. So father's there to tell us the Iker Halacha that a Nazir can't be matame for the father. The brothers are coming to tell me that the brother can't be matame, but yes, from Eitz Mitzvah. Limolik Zer Shav Lechad Rebbe Ola Chosel. So and now in terms of the mother, why does the Torah have to mention mother? So for that we have the Gzeir Shava that we talked about earlier this morning, that a Nazir can't be matame for Tumas Meis, but a Nazir can be matame for Tzaras and for Ziva. And the word Imo is used both by the Nazir and by the Kohen Gadol, telling us that both of them can be matame for both Tzaras and for Ziva. And what about Sister Lachoso Lichid Detanya? So for that the Gemara says, we're going to now introduce the following brisa.
Don't Kohanim have a prohibition in general not to be
metavi
themselves anyway?
What you mean a Kohen Hedjo?
Yeah.
Correct.
So why why are we saying that the Kohen Gadol maybe metavi himself by touching somebody who's got?
No, but the tumah is only limited to tumas makes, not to other forms of tumah.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so now lichid detanya the Gemara. Now it's going to quote the Brisa. The detanya we learned in the following Brisa. Lachoso. Okay, so matam alamar. So why does the Torah have to say lachoso? Again, let's just quickly recap. Let's set this up. Look, here's where we stand right now in the world of the Nazir. The Nazir, the Torah tells us, is not allowed to become tame for a family member. And then the Torah identifies four different family members. Father, mother, brother, and sister. Kol Yimei Zira LaHashem, Parshas Naso Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav. So, Kol Yimei Zira LaHashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. Don't come into contact with Nefesh Meis. La'aviv ulimo, la'chiv la'chaso lo yitam alahem b'mosam, ki nezer l'kav ha'rasho. And then the Torah identifies four of his family members that Nazir is not allowed to come tell me with. Now, again, what the Gemara was arguing just a moment ago is that we already know that he's not allowed to come into contact with family members because the Gemara made an argument that he's on par with like that of a Kohen Gadol. To which the Gemara now is arguing, not necessarily, meaning you could have made the argument that he's not like a Kohen Gadol, but rather he's like a Kohen Hedjo. And so, once the Torah says that he's not allowed to come into contact with his father, so now the Torah is basically telling us, no, he can't come into contact with family members.
Can you say that your buddy's wife would be
allowed
based on this?
No, in other words, you can make the argument, but that's certainly it's certainly not true. Meaning, once you put him in the category of a Kohen Gadol, so then no family member. And then the Gemara says, well, okay, that could all be generated from the one word alaviv. There are three other relatives mentioned in the pasuk, imo, achiva, achoso, and what do we generate from these halachas? So just quickly to recap, so basically, here's how we're going to assign the need for the other three relatives mentioned in the pasuk. Imo, I'm just going in the order of the pasukim. I'll go back again. Aviv, the basic halacha. And Nazir can't come into contact with Tumah, not even for a family member. Father being just an example, actually being the prime example, but an example. Imo, Gzeira Shava. In other words, we have a link between the Imo mentioned by the Nazir, the Imo mentioned in Parshas Emor by the Kohen Gadol, and we know that just like a Nazir, even though he can't come into contact with Tumas Meis, can come into contact with Saras and Ziva, same thing is true regarding Kohen Gadol. Can come into contact with Tumas Meis, but yes, can come into contact with Saras and Ziva. Achiv, that the Gemara just taught us. The Achiv is coming to tell me that a Nazir can't come into contact with Tumas Meis of his relatives, but yes, can come into contact with Tumas Meis of a Meis Mitzvah. And finally, we have the word La'achosel. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And that's what the Brisa is coming to teach us. Ditanya. The Gemara quotes a braisa lachos samatam lomar hare shalach lishchodes pischo v'la'amul as bano. So let's say a person is on his way to doing two very important mitzvahs. I say they're important because it's really not a coincidence that the two mitzvahs that are selected over here, Karban Pesach and the mitzvah of Milah, are the two mitzvahs asay, the only two mitzvahs asay, the only two positive commandments, where failure to perform these commandments, it's going to result in the Isser Kares. There are 36 times in the Torah where there's an Isser Kares for willful violation. Of the 36, 34 of them are negative prohibitions, all listed in the beginning of Masechet Krisos, first Mishnah in Krisos. So here, there are two of the 36. Two of them are willful neglect of positive commandments. That is the mitzvah of Milah and the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Of course, not a coincidence that both of them were instructed upon the Yetzias Mitzrayim when we formed ourselves as a nation. They're basically, if you will, like nationality mitzvahs, if you will.
Milah's so, on the father.
The mitzvah of Milah is on the father. That's good. That's a we talked about this back in Kedushin. Right. Okay. Anyway, let's just for the time being, let's just simply say that there are isuri karis associated with them. So lishchodes pesachav lemos as beno v'shama shemeis lameis, and then at that point in time, so he's en route to doing obviously important mitzvahs, and he hears about a mace. So yachli yitama. So I might have thought, okay. So he should become tummy. Amart lo yitama. So no, the Torah says no, don't become tummy. Yachol lo yitama lemeis mitzvah. So now, the you can't become tummy for a meis mitzvah. I'm sorry, you can't be metame. Sorry, you can't be metame for a meis in general. We're speaking now about a kohen or a nazir. So, but what about a? In this case, we're talking about a nazir. But what about a meis mitzvah? So tamalam lachos, so lachos udinim etame lameis mitzvah etame. So the Torah tells us no, laachos. So it's there to teach us that, even though he's right now en route to doing important mitzvahs in the Torah, this nazir, and a willful failure to do these mitzvahs would result in kares. Nevertheless, if a nazir were at that point in time to see a meis mitzvah, even though it would mean that he would have to leave aside either the Karban Pesach or the mitzvah Milah, the meis mitzvah is so paramount, it's so important, that it's going to override, it's going to supersede even the observance of these two important mitzvahs. That is what is generated from the additional word of la'achos. So that's why it's necessary. Ad kan. Okay, so now we have all four relatives covered regarding the nazir. Why does the Torah mention all four relatives? And again, now just to put a punctuation to this whole discussion, what were we doing now in the last Amud of Gemara? Basically addressing the question of how do we know that a nazir comes into contact with Tumas Meis? Specifically Meis Mitzvah. Meaning, because for no other Meis you're allowed to be Metame, how do I know Meis Mitzvah? It doesn't explicitly mention the Torah. And the answer is very similar to that of Kohen Gadol. We learn it out by inference, since the Torah introduces us to which relatives the Nazir can't be Metame. And since some of them are superfluous, therefore they're coming to teach us drashas, and that is what we've been accomplishing in the last Amud of Gemara. Let's just do a little bit more for today, and we'll finish up. Rabbi Kiva Amar, Rabbi Kiva learns the following. Nefashos, or nefesh, ela rechokim. The Torah mentions regarding the nazir and the nefesh, that's a reference to non-relatives. Mace, ela krovim. And when the Torah says the extra word of mace, although, again, you can... Rabbi Kiva is going to make the argument that that's an extra word, so that's a reference to relatives. La'aviv ulimo in a matamim v'matamim lemeis mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva therefore says now that we move on to the relatives mentioned by the nazir. Aviv imo is a reference to mother and father. You can't, but meis mitzvah you can. La'achiv shimaya kohen gadol v'hu nazir. La'achav in a matamim v'matamim lemeis mitzvah. If he was a kohen gadol and he was a nazir, so he can't. So in other words, he's got a double reason to have a to maintain his tahara, his kedusha and tahara, but still you count the meis mitzvah, you go forward. Just as an interesting parenthetical note, to be a kohen gadol and to be a nazir presents its own unique challenge, because we know the Gemara tells us elsewhere that a kohen gadol has to get a haircut regularly. In fact, the schedule of haircuts for the kohen gadol is once a week. Because remember, every changing of the Mishmar in the base of Mikdash, so the Kohen Gadol is going to be encountering new Kohanim. So your first impression is it's super important. So the Gemara elsewhere says that the Kohen Gadol is going to get a haircut every week, so that when he sees a new Mishmar, he looks his finest. So he's a Kohen Gadol. Yeah, correct. So he's a Kohen Gadol, and now he's a Nazir. So like I said, it produces its own unique set of challenges for him. But anyway, the Gemara over here, I don't know the answer. Is this right? So sounds like from the Gemara that it's an option.
But he's gonna have yain that's offered.
All right, but there's no, like we've already established that there's no mitzvah to drink the wine. There's certainly opportunities, but there's no mitzvah. Okay, so anyway, avametamul lemeis mitzvah lachoso kidetanya reshaya halach lishchodes pesachav lamasbano, and then you get to the word lachoso, and Rabbi Kiva is going to do the same thing that the Tana Kama did. Lachoso is coming to tell me that even though the Nazir is en route to doing important mitzvahs, critical mitzvahs, mitzvahs like Kam Pesach and like Mila, still, when encountering a Meis Mitzvah, you drop everything in order to take care of the Meis Mitzvah. Okay, we're going to stop here. Let's just quickly recap today's daf, really. Like I mentioned at the beginning of today, it's really a long run-on sentence. Today's daf, there was no start. I mean, there was a start. There was like no midpoint. There was no stop. The question on the table is, we saw in our Mishnah that a Kohen Gadol Nazir walking side by side, encountering a Meis Mitzvah, the only question is, which one of the two? But either one of them by themselves, of course, would tend to the Meis Mitzvah. And the question that we dealt with today is, well, how do we even know? What was the premise, what's the assumption built on that a Kohen Gadol can be metame for a Kohen Gadol or a Nazir can be metame for a Meis Mitzvah? So, and to put it really simply, drashas. Meaning there is nowhere explicitly mentioned in the Torah, neither by the Kohen Gadol nor by the Nazir, that they could be metame for a Meis Mitzvah. And so to put it simply, it's really all based on drashas. The Kohen Gadol in Parshas Emor, in Perek Chaf Aleph, so the Torah there describes how the Kohen Gadol cannot come into Tame with anyone, and we already, and the Gemara mentioned on Amud Aleph that anyone includes his family members, so we already know that he can't come into contact with Tumah of his family members. So what is the Torah now identifying mother and father? So father for the Yesod, that not for your father, but yes for a Meis Mitzvah, and Emo to create the Gzeirah Shavah of Rebbe, to link the Kohen Gadol and the Nazir. Then when we get to the Pesukim regarding Nazir, so here, it's a little more complicated. The Torah identifies four relatives by the Nazir. First of all, where's the Nazir's starting point? Is he Kohen Gadol or is he Kohen Hezer? What was the starting point to the assumption? That was part of today's daf. That was part of the complication of today's daf. But all said and done, the Nazir's got four relatives mentioned by him as well. Kohen Gadol only has two relatives. The Nazir has four relatives mentioned. So whether it's going to be Aviv, whether it's going to be Ima, whether it's going to be Achiv, from one of them we're going to generate the halacha, not for your family member, but yes for Meis Mitzvah. Okay, and then it's just a question of how every one of the relatives get assigned for a different drasha. Emos for Gzeirah Shavah, and then it's just a question of whether it's Aviv or whether it's Achiv. And Achoso, and the sister mentioned by the Nazir, that's coming to tell me that the mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah, is so paramount, it's even going to override, it's even going to supersede mitzvahs like Mila, mitzvahs like Carbon Pesach. Stop over here. Tomorrow we pick it up with the words of the Rebbe Akiva. And just a little bit more to go over in terms of just filling out the rest of the relatives for each Tana, and then tomorrow we continue with the next Mishnah in the seventh parak.